Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
Good evening, you beautiful dreamers. How are we doing on this Sunday evening? Kicking off the show was an absolute stone cold classic, The Pale's Brilliant Butterfly. I have a stomper of a show. I've got a hell of a lot of brand new music, but I'm delighted to say that I have Matthew Devereaux and his wonderful Pale with me in the studio. How are you, lads?
We're all collectively good, I believe.
You are very welcome back.
Thanks, Gavin.
Was it this time? It was kind of around this time. Was it two years ago?
A year and a half ago, around this time, we did exactly the same routine, except we were dressed differently, slightly younger.
Yeah. I got confused on time signatures, if I can remember.
Yeah.
But let us have some music before we get down to talk.
Yeah.
What are you going to play?
We're going to do something new called Oh What a Laugh.
Oh What a Laugh. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's The Pale. It's Radio Nova.
Since we got torn apart like a calculus of pearls, in the middle of a brawl between two very rich girls, my poverty has kept me so very, very busy. Putting on a brave face has become my daily duty. Still, I often think of you like some predictable event, like the North Star appears upon the skyline. Oh, for such a long time I felt like you were my true north. Now it's evident how I was misguided. Remember when I said how I would die for you? No doubt was not your cue to simply kill me off. Remember the parts where we broke each other's hearts. Oh, what a laugh. I know you did insist I never breathe a word of this, but you know me, I always break my promises. Oh, how you used to be so Neapolitan to me. How that rainbow makes those gray clouds seem less obvious. This indelible ink, this tattoo of you, this painting that lies beneath your painting. Peel back a single layer and it's still there, without showing a single sign of fading. The only solace I can lend to my friends is no, it's never lonely on this downward trend. Cause the whole world has fallen to bits, but that's the beauty of it. Remember when I said how I would die for you? No doubt was not your cue to simply kill me off. Remember the parts where we broke each other's hearts. So what a laugh. Remember when I said how I would die for you? No doubt was not your cue to simply kill me off. Remember the parts where we broke each other's hearts. So what a laugh. Oh, what a laugh.
Wow. Amazing. Few expensive chords in there.
Oh, there is.
Yes.
Yeah. We saved up to buy them ones.
Yeah, no, you
actually got them for 20% off.
Would that be a polka?
The right layaway.
Yeah, it is actually
a polka. Yeah. I got something like this.
Yeah. Jazz polka.
Yeah,
polka
love it.
A joker.
So, what's been going on, guys, since we last spoke last
An
year?
Awful
tell
lot.
Me, tell
An
me,
awful
a,
lot.
A year in the life of The Pale.
Busy.
Okay, we've been busy. We have a new record. It's a ready to go.
Do we have a title?
Merciful Hour.
Beautiful.
Yeah, just keeping it.
Merciful Hour. Yeah. I think of me anti-core when I hear
Never
that.
Never had to work out what exactly it meant. That's probably why I'm so attracted to it.
Yeah, beautiful.
So it's due out on April 12th.
Great.
And
where did you do it? Give me a bit of backstory on it.
Well, we recorded it with Keith Farrell.
Oh, wonderful.
And
we wonderful recorded Keith Farrell.
In a lot of different places. How many different places, David?
Three?
Four? Yeah, a
couple of different dimensions,
too.
Yeah, a couple of different dimensions, yeah. And we've funded it ourselves. It's the same routine, the same loops that we've always been jumping through.
Still pushing that boulder up the hill.
Well, do you know what? That's funny because that's actually one of the lyrics on the record.
Get out of town, is it?
An actual reference to that. I've been rolling this rock to the top of the hill just to watch it roll back down again. And maybe I'm stupid or maybe I'm brave or a little bit of both because they are both the same.
And you wouldn't happen to be talking about your chosen profession there as
a musician? Oh, no. I was talking about an actual bowler.
What is the story?
I decided to use a musical metaphor to describe an actual bowler. I just reversed that whole idea of using an analogy. Talk about an actual boulder.
How many years are the Pale gone? I'm sure you have a pain in your hoop answering that question.
Yeah. But. Well, you love to say hoop. I dropped a bad word from that song just now. Yeah.
Hoop is okay.
Yeah, it's been 30 years now.
Sorry, your bum.
Hula hoop.
30 years.
Yeah.
And, like, I just find that so inspiring that you're still making records, you're still writing, you still have that passion. Like, how's your mental health?
Not great.
Thanks for asking.
Yeah, thanks for going there. What was that we said? We won't talk about what?
Ask my depressive side.
Yeah. It's not an easy business. People often say this is not an easy game.
Yeah,
it kind of is a bit game like at points. You know, we're winners and losers. But I don't think it's
It's not for the faint hearted.
It's not for the faint hearted. Definitely not. And it's not been. 30 years together, people would imagine that we've been through different shades. It's a
record deals, you've done that. You've
and we get a bit to be honest. I'm sort of it's like what David Kay said recently. He's sort of doing interviews about how little music he's making, how little money he's making in music, and it's just become a repetitive thing every time. He says, I just wants to do an interview where he talks about how
music.
Yeah, talk about music, but it is difficult. We kind of avoid that. But
well, anybody who got into this game to make money wants their head examined anyway.
Yeah,
For sure.
Yeah,
I don't mean to be talking about the money side of thing, but it's the, you know, when I don't know too many people that are doing it 30 years. I don't know many bands that are together 30 years.
I don't either. Every now and again, we find ourselves with great comrades on the road. People like Frank and Walters, and because they've been at it exactly the same amount of time that we've been at it. And even for a while, the Frames were good.
Of course,
good allies.
Yeah.
And I've been at it longer, actually, because in Cork time is different.
If you work out the travel distances, Shane, they've actually had a harder time than we have.
They're behind us an hour, though, aren't they?
They are.
Different time zone.
Ballincollig's. In Ballincollig, there's an extra 10 minutes in every hour.
But just getting back to that, I mean, like.
How do you feel about talking about that? I think it's a wordy conversation, but most of the time when we're talking about money, we're only just talking about being able to get by.
Yeah.
You know, it's an absolute luxury when you're working as a musician and you're actually living as one, not just about eking it out.
Yeah.
But I'm more talking about that. I wouldn't be talking about, like what you're saying, people who get involved and think are going to be close and what you need to head examined. Because we probably wouldn't even know what to do with loads of money. In all honesty, if it came now, I wouldn't know what to do.
But it's just the morale kicking that we can take, disappointment after disappointment. And, you know, that's what I'm saying, why I find you such an inspiring band, is that you're still making fine art and you're still doing, and you're still drawing inspiration, still. You know, it's the comedy tragedy thing. You're able to find that in art.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm asking. Like, how do you keep doing it?
For a while, I used to be worried about what our message was, what we write about. But actually, the whole notion of us keeping the Pale together becomes the most wordy subject matter. And I find myself writing more about the band than anything else.
Yeah.
About the fight.
Yeah.
You know, their struggle. They're rolling the boulder up the hill. And that becomes, that's actually provided great, you know, inspiration as well. So with this hardship, I think we were saying earlier on to Declan, who's about being outside comfort zones to make great art. And I actually do believe in that. I do believe that sometimes we do really have to challenge ourselves to come up with you know, more goods. Otherwise, we do something once, everyone likes it, and it becomes like what your parents ask you to do at Christmas. Do that little song you do.
Yeah.
And I don't want a whole career becoming the little song that you do.
Yeah.
You kind of keep challenging yourself. And that's the hard part, I find, to not slip into apathy.
Yeah.
You know, because you can, once you get used to what you're doing, you begin to drive with one hand. And that's like only to leave, probably after you crash, you begin to drive with two hands again. But we've crashed a few times, so we're not, you know, as flippant about it as probably we were when we were younger, because we know how long the road is now.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I want to play Ursa Major. Is it A6 Ursa Major? This is what it says here. Or is it just Ursa Major?
It's Ursa Major. What's A6 besides?
I have
that
no
chord?
Idea. Maybe it's just the computer. Side, maybe
ah, that's it.
Okay.
Right.
Side A, track
right.
six.
Right. I thought it was a chord okay. suggestion.
Ah, right. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Chord that doesn't appear in that song. Yeah.
That was a very nerdy musician joke there, folks. Yeah. You must forgive us. If you have just joined us, I'm joined live by The Pale. And this, I think, is this one of the first spins?
This would be, you actually played the first single we released from this, which was Such Dumb Luck. You played about a year and a half ago. And this is actually the second one.
Great.
And Ursa Major. I don't think there's anything I can explain about it. Just
let the music do the talking. All right, my beautiful dreamers. The Pale, Ursa Major. It's locals only. The show that brings you the best, the brightest, the bold and the beautiful of what is going on out there in the Irish music scene.
Peer in my window, offer some guidance. Without a blink, without a blush, I threw everyone I love under the bus. Ursa Major, peer in my window, offer some guidance. Let me fall asleep in the oil slick of your hair. Cause the sun shows up the loneliness so horribly down here. Don't you wanna hear me sing among the red ribbons in a winter's enclosure?
Season finale.
Well, that is rather epic. Ursa Major, The Pale.
Nice.
We are looking out the window here of Nova Towers, we don't have any choice, but we are peeping Toms.
We're peeping Toms, and we can't help.
Large male mammal who's having a shower right in front of.
Yeah.
I hope you're tuned in. That was for you, buddy.
That's the first time that's ever happened to us. We were doing radio recently, and something comparable.
There was somebody taking a poop out in the street. Right outside the window. And it was, you're kind of answering the question. You're like, yeah, yeah. And one eye, peripherally, you can see somebody.
Yeah.
Getting their, you know what, together.
Getting their poop on.
Yeah. Okay, well, folks, you're going to give me one song before you get out of here, but we got to mention the gig. It's going to be a biggie.
We're in Whelan's on February 2nd. And it's going to be pretty good.
Amazing. I will organise a babysitter with Miss Bops.
Oh, please do.
Yes.
Please do. Because I know you like Whelan's, because I just saw you there with David Keane.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I probably have shares in the place that I don't know.
At this stage.
Certainly.
We asked him which act you were on with when you walked on. Were you asking somebody at the stage, who am I on with right now?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, dear. Okay, let's have some music. This is Radio Nova. And we support our Irish musicians. Yes, we do. This is The Pale. What are we playing, guys?
It's called Pure Science Fiction.
Pure Science Fiction. In your own time, fellas.
Just a myth I'm made up as I go along. Can you hear me ring my solemn bell, stuck in a loop, in a permanent angelus? So why would I look to the sky when I'm clearly the alien here? I'm up to my neck in pure science fiction, and the past is just a green screen. You can make it up after the fact, and all I can tell you with certainty, make what you will of the future. All I can tell you with certainty is make what you will of the future. Stare at your hands while I'm pouring my heart out to you, revealing the true machinations of every dark little chamber. And while I am painted in red, you are majestic in Marion blue. You know what I'll say next, while I persist with insisting how no one is listening, and the past is just a green screen. You can change it all after the fact, and all I can tell you with certainty, make what you will of the future. All I can tell you with certainty is make what you will of the future. All I can tell you with certainty is make what you will of the future. Thank you. What you are searching for says so much more about you than what you whisper to your loved one in the dark. What you are searching for says so much more about you than what you whisper to your loved one in the dark. What you are searching for says so much more about you than what you whisper to your loved one in the dark. What you are searching for says so much more about you than what you whisper to your loved one is in the dark.
Lads, that is absolutely banging. Amazing.
Thank you so much, Gavin.
Dude,
thank you.
That outro. Woo! Whelan's, February 2nd.
February 2nd.
Yeah, thank you so much, boys.
Thank you.
Wow. Mind blown.
That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more. And of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. Radio Nova.